first thing I have to do before I'm governor is ask the General Assembly by resolution to ask the Auditor General for a financial and a business audit of the current condition of the state. We have lacked transparency, and in order to make the right decisions that need to be made immediately to turn our state around, we need to open the books and be given an up-to-date condition of the state of Illinois.
Now, I know that you've long called for that audit, but can you name a specific program that you will eliminate, a cut that you will make? And I know that in the past you've refrained from doing so, saying that you want to wait for this audit. Can you explain why, after having served in the legislature since 1993, you can't identify some program that you think is poorly run or unworthy of Illinois taxpayers' dollars?
Well, we've said that the Medicaid program is one of the worst-run programs in the country if you gauge it against the way other Medicaid programs are run. And it clearly needs to be rebuilt and remanaged. The lack of attention to detail have created a terrible program that isn't working for the recipients and isn't working for the taxpayers. But I've also said that every area of state government, given the horrific condition that Governor Quinn has left us in, is going to have to be part of the solution. But you need to have current information, because it's going to come down to not only waste, fraud, abuse, and mismanagement, but priorities. And the fact of the matter is, 2 years ago, the governor was given unprecedented authority to reduce spending, a $3 billion authority that we don't know what he did with. We don't have audits that cover that. And this year he was given unprecedented authority, almost 13% discretionary money to solve our budget crisis. We don't know what he's done there. When he was asked on TV in a debate what he did with that, he mumbled around and couldn't mention anything specific. So before we rush to judgment, we want to look at the entire picture so we can prioritize our state resources.
You have said that Illinois' fiscal problems will ease as more businesses are welcomed back to Illinois, with things that you're going to do in terms of tax credits, less regulation, other such policy changes. In a recession, can we count on firms? I know your own family firm has struggled at this point in time, not really being in a position to expand anywhere, Illinois or anywhere else in the United States. How is that going to be Illinois' salvation?
Well, a lot of businesses are struggling because Illinois has lost over 200,000 jobs in the last 20 months, 26,000 jobs in the last 2 months. Now, this isn't a national problem. In spite of Pat Quinn wanting to blame this on the national economy or George Bush, this is an Illinois problem. We're one of only 8 states in the nation that is deemed to be in a recession, and the only large state. The conditions in Illinois have put us at a point where we're ranked amongst the worst states in the nation to be in business. So what we've called for is creating stability in Illinois and creating confidence in Illinois, realizing that once we do that, we'll foster private sector business investment, existing businesses, businesses that want to come here, businesses in other states and countries that want to come here. But to do so, we've got to lay out a plan. We have to stabilize the tax environment. On my opponent's side, he runs around the state threatening to increase tax rates 33 or 67%. I call for holding the line on taxes, reducing some taxes, and stabilizing it. We also need to level the playing field. We need to address workers' compensation systems that don't work, medical malpractice systems that push providers outside of our state, and bureaucracies and regulation that make it difficult to do business in Illinois.
Senator, you've refrained from saying state workers will be laid off if you cut the budget across the board by 10%, but observers say there's no way to make such cuts without some loss of jobs in the state workforce. Why is the creation of private sector jobs more important than keeping public ones? Or in other words, won't a loss of state workers or teachers lead to the same downward pull on the economy as a loss of private sector jobs?
Well, what I've said is that we can't tell you until we do the audit, because we don't know who's going to attrition, retire, out of state government, and what the condition is. I have said that I will, remove the Blagojevich Rescue appointees from state government. Governor Quinn said he would do so, but yet 75% of them still work for the state of Illinois. But a balance between the private sector and the public sector needs to be reinstituted in a way that works. The private sector feels strangled by a large spending public sector, and a responsible governor will reduce the size and scope of the public sector and bring it in balance with the private sector, creating private sector jobs will help foster a better environment.
Moving Illinois forward, no matter how, what shape that that takes, will take bipartisan cooperation, obviously. Can you name a plank from Governor Pat Quinn's platform that you think is a good idea?
You know, Governor Quinn has been focused on raising taxes. I think that's a bad idea. He's been focused on borrowing. I think that's a bad idea. You shouldn't borrow for operating deficits. And he's focused on spending beyond our means. These are all programs that Illinois cannot afford. This election's about contrasting the differences between Pat Quinn's tax, borrow, and spend programs, his early release programs, putting thousands of inmates, violent, nonviolent offenders on the street, contrasting those programs and the secrecy of the Quinn administration against the programs that we think are our top priority.
There's also quite a difference between you and Governor Quinn on social issues. You, I know, have said that you will not promote the agenda of a social conservative if you're elected. Can you explain why not, if you hold beliefs such as no abortions under any circumstances and a belief in banning of gay marriage and no civil unions, why not seek to put those proposals in place in Illinois if you, as governor, have greater power to advance those causes?
Well, I think when it comes to the pro-life issues, I'm pro-life and believe in what I believe. But we all know that the federal Supreme Court has weighed in on pro-life issues, and there's not much a governor can do. I have said that I would push for the law of the land, which Governor Quinn hasn't, and that is parental notification for a minor child. But I'm proud of my positions on the social issues. We need a governor who can focus on the priorities, the economic priorities of the state of Illinois. A lot of families are out there hurting because they can't find a job. We need a governor who focuses on bringing private sector businesses to Illinois to create jobs for hardworking Illinois families.
Your running mate is Jason Plummer, someone who critics say doesn't have the experience to be governor if that were to happen. Your opponent, Pat Quinn, his ascension is an example that it can and does happen. Do you believe Jason Plummer's ready for the job of governor? And I'll add on to that, would you support changing the nomination process so a governor and lieutenant governor could run together in the primary as opposed to the setup that you have now?
Well, Jason Plummer has a great deal of experience in a family business, not even a small business, a large business that he's been involved in. He's a member of the Navy Reserves, and he's got a great deal of experience. I think his experience puts him in a great position to help lead as lieutenant governor of the state, and I'm proud to have him on the ticket. I think there is some room for adjustment. I think certainly keep an open mind to lieutenant governors and governors running as a ticket in the primary.